From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin affirms social protection should be strengthened by ensuring workers' rights. Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology seeks to ease lecturers' administrative burden. And here is the news in detail, read by Steve. Vice President Maruf Amin on Wednesday emphasized the urgent need for strengthening the social protection for workers affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. As reported by Antara, while delivering his remarks at the G20 Labor and Employment Ministers meeting, which he joined virtually from Jakarta, Vice President Maruf Amin pointed out that one of the best ways to strengthen workers' social protection is by ensuring the fulfillment of their rights through adaptive assistance and support, based on prevailing conditions. The adaptive assistance and support in Indonesia is part of the National Economic Recovery Program in the form of Wage Subsidy Assistance Program, the Pre-Workout Program, the Micro-Business Productive Assistance Program, and the Labor Intensive Program at ministries or institutions and local governments. The Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology is seeking to reduce the administrative burden on higher education lecturers by integrating existing applications. As reported by Antara, Director General of Higher Education at the Ministry, Nizam, on Wednesday observed that there were 72 information system applications considered too many. Over the last 2 years, the government has tried to integrate them. This is one of the efforts the government has carried out so that the process of requesting data from lecturers and universities can be minimal. The 72 applications have been integrated into 20 applications, each of which is connected and equipped to exchange data. Manpower Ministry Secretary General Anwar Sanusi said the 5 agreement documents produced by the G20 Labor and Employment Ministers meeting were the best results to be issued in the current situation. As reported by Antara, Sanusi, after the closing of the G20 LEM in Badung District, Bali on Wednesday, pointed out that no substantial debate took place throughout the process of generating the 5 agreement documents, starting from the Employment Working Group meeting to the Labor and Employment Ministers meeting. He remarked several agreement documents were produced, including those related to accelerating groups of people with disabilities into an inclusive job market and capacity building through community-based vocational training. Chief of the Presidential Staff Office, Muldoko, in a statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, stated that it's important to expedite the development of the sorghum ecosystem that could facilitate efforts to guarantee national food stability. As quoted by Antara, he remarked that increasing alternative food production is a precise strategy so that Indonesia doesn't depend on rice as sole food commodity. Muldoko made the statement as a keynote speaker at the opening of a webinar titled Corporation-Based National Strategy for Development and Industrialization of Sago and Sorghum that was initiated by the Indonesian Agronomy Association, or PRAGI, in Jakarta. He emphasized that Indonesia has to start building an alternative food ecosystem, especially sorghum. Russian President Vladimir Putin and China's President Xi Jinping gathered with other Asian leaders in the ancient Silk Road city of Samarkand from Thursday for a regional summit touted as a challenge to the Western global influence. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, both of them will be joined by the leaders from India, Pakistan, Turkey, Iran, and several other countries for the meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, in the Uzbek city on Thursday and Friday. The main summit day will be Friday, but it is a meeting of the Russian and Chinese leaders on Thursday that will be the most closely watched. A Senate committee took the first step on Wednesday toward the United States directly providing billions of dollars in military aid to Taiwan and making ties more official, ramping up support following soaring tensions with Beijing. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the United States for decades has sold weapons to Taiwan, but the new legislation will go further by providing U.S. security assistance of $4.5 billion over 4 years, a step sure to infuriate Beijing. It also lays out sanctions on China if it uses force to seize the island. With support from both parties, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee approved the Taiwan Policy Act, billed as the most sweeping upgrade of the relationship since United States switched recognition from Taipei to Beijing in 1979. Sweden's Prime Minister says she will stand down after her government was defeated in Sunday's election. As reported by BBC.com, Magdalena Andersson's center-left coalition looks set to narrowly lose to a bloc of right-wing parties, 176 seats to 173, with 99% of the votes counted. Moderate party leader Ulf Kristersson is now expected to form a government. The bloc includes the Sweden Democrats, a far-right party that has campaigned against rising gang shootings. The final result is still to be confirmed after a recount, which is standard practice in Sweden. But despite this, Ms. Andersson accepted defeat at a news conference on Wednesday and said she would officially resign on Thursday. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Angkat sawan dan ikan. Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights. The exhibition Indonesia Month is held at the Belgian Library. Listeners, the Indonesian Embassy in Brussels collaborated with the Chris Lambert Library in Ostende City, Belgium, to organize Indonesia Month during September. This year's Indonesian show carries the theme The Shot Fund Indonesia or Treasures of Indonesia, which includes exhibitions, book discussions, and cultural performances. The exhibition The Shot Fund Indonesia displays cultural objects that are the collection of Belgian citizens. One of them belongs to Inge de Lautavers, ikat woven, which is obtained from Sumba. Inge herself is the founder of the Sumba Foundation, which is engaged in strengthening student capacity in tourism. The ikat was purchased from Cornelis Napakamang, an artist from Sumba, and still made traditionally, including natural dyes from plants. The antique ikat shows the typical motif of the Pau and Rende kingdoms, which used to be in East Sumba. In another corner of the library, the Indonesian Embassy also displays some of Indonesia's leading commodities, which are favorite imported products in Belgium, such as footwear, clothing, coffee, tea, spice, and many others. This section shows Indonesia as an important economic partner for Belgium and how close and familiar Indonesian products are to local residents. The opening of the Shot Fund Indonesia on September 6 was held in conjunction with the discussion of the book Revolution by Belgian historian David van Rijbergh, which was launched in 2020. The book Revolution describes the story of the Indonesian people fighting for their independence and how Indonesia's independence has affected the global level. The series of activities were also colored with discussion that presented Jos Wibisono, an Indonesian historian who has lived in the Netherlands for a long time, and G. Goris, a Belgian journalist who is also an observer of issues related to Southeast Asia. Both of them discussed how the Indonesian Revolution for Independence resonated throughout the world. The discussion was also enlivened by the presence of members of the book club in Ostende as well as residents from various cities around Ostende City. To enrich the promotion of Indonesia, the Indonesian Embassy in Brussels also held a cultural performance at the Ostende Library Plaza on 10 September. In cooperation with the Ponorogo Provincial Government, the Indonesian Embassy in Brussels presented Reog Ponorogo. The embassy also displays a variety of cultures from the Indonesian diasporas, ranging from angklung to national dances such as Merak, Belibis, and Sajojo dance. That's Diplomatic Corner.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on September 15, 1974, about the crash of Air Vietnam Flight 706. Air Vietnam Flight 706 crashed near Phang Rang, Air Base in South Vietnam on September 15, 1974. The plane was hijacked by Lee Duc Tan, holding two grenades. He is a South Vietnamese Army soldier who was demoted from captain to lieutenant from being involved in car theft. He demanded to be flown to Hanoi in North Vietnam. For unknown reasons, the pilot approached the airfield at Phang Rang Air Base but aborted the landing. Shortly after, the plane crashed from the height of 1,000 feet or 300 meters, killing all 75 people on board and crew. We move to the event on September 15, 2008, when International Democracy Day was celebrated for the first time. In 2007, the United Nations General Assembly decided to celebrate September 15 as International Democracy Day with the aim of promoting and upholding democratic principles. The date was chosen referring to Universal Declaration on Democracy issued by the Interparliamentary Union, or IPU, on 15 September 1997. The declaration affirms the principles of democracy, the elements and practices of democratic government, and the scope of international democracy. We end Today in History with the event on September 15, 2017 about Parsons Green train bombing. In the morning of September 15, 2017, an explosion occurred on the District Line train at Parsons Green Underground Station, London, England. 30 people were hospitalized or in emergency care centers. Most of the victims suffered burns from the explosion of a bucket bomb with a timer containing the explosive chemical triacetone triperoxide. The police arrested the main suspect, 18-year-old Iraqi refugee Ahmed Hassan, in the departure area of the port of Dover the following day. Then, the police raided several addresses, including the foster home of an elderly couple in Sunbury on Thames, where Hassan lives. Well, listener, that was Student History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For now, the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door and masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Berharap temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku.
You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kilohertz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Norway agreed to cooperate in the climate change and forestry sector. Norway supported Indonesia in the implementation of emissions absorption in forestry and other land use or follow in 2030. The Norwegian government appreciated the consistency of Indonesia in reducing deforestation as an effort to achieve the global climate and biodiversity conservation target. That was stated by Indonesian Minister of the Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, in a press conference after signing a MOU on partnership in support Indonesia's efforts in reducing greenhouse gas emission from the forestry and other land use in Jakarta on Monday. The MOU was signed in relation to the visit of Norwegian Climate and Environment Minister Espen Barth Eide to Indonesia on September 10 to 13, 2022. According to Minister Siti Nurbaya, the MOU represented more than a partnership or a result-based contribution. However, it includes a wider involvement in climate and forestry issues in Indonesia. The cooperation included emissions reduction from deforestation and forest degradation, capacity building to strengthen natural forest carbon sequestration through a sustainable forest management, rehabilitation of forests, social forests, and mangrove. There will be also cooperation on biodiversity conservation, greenhouse gas emission reduction from peatland fire and damage, law enforcement strengthening, communication and exchange of knowledge, technical information, and expertise. In the same press conference, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that Norway is an important partner for Indonesia. Even the REDD Plus that ended in 2021 is an experience to build a constructive collaboration. Minister Retno Marsudi also remarked that the MOU signing to support the Folu Net Sink Indonesia is a new beginning for the two countries' cooperation.
Kan pada ku, ku begitu mengagumimu. Jadikan hari-hariku jadi sungguh berarti. Pesan akan pada ku, ku begitu mengagumimu. Jadikan hari-hariku jadi sungguh berarti.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
The Maros Pangkep Geopark area in South Sulawesi is officially included in the UNESCO Global Geopark list. This determination increases the number of geoparks in Indonesia that are recognized worldwide after the Batur, Rinjani, Sewu, Ciletuh, Toba Caldera, and Belitung geoparks. The determination was based on the result of the UNESCO Global Geopark Council meeting in Thailand. General Manager of the Management Agency Maros Pangkep Geopark, Dedi Irfan, said that with the status of being included in the UNESCO Global Park, the attention to the Geopark Maros Pangkep is believed to increase and make this area a world tourism destination. The Maros Pangkep Geopark is located in two regencies, namely Maros Regency and Pangkajene Island Regency. This Earth Park was officially established in 2015 and has been a National Earth Park since 2017. This Earth Park is one of 15 National Earth Parks owned by Indonesia and the only geopark with the status of a National Earth Park on the island of Sulawesi. One of the attractions is the karst area. The Maros Pangkep karst is one of the world-class karst with no doubt about its beauty, uniqueness, flora and fauna, as well as high scientific and socio-cultural values. This karst is the second largest karst area in the world after South China. The karst in the Maros Pangkep Geopark has hundreds of caves that were once inhabited by ancient or prehistoric humans. On the walls of this cave, there are relics of 40,000 years old prehistoric paintings. Besides having a high historical value, this karst is also an interesting tourism spot. In addition to the karst area in this geopark, there is the Butterfly Kingdom. The Kingdom of Butterflies is located in the Bantimurung Bulu Saraung National Park Conservation Area. This area has endemic flora and fauna, including 240 species of butterflies. As a geopark, there are various sustainable nature-based tourism destinations in Maros Pangkep, ranging from geosites, biological sites, to cultural sites. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Kau
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, miscellany for today highlights: Brawijaya University students create early detection device for oral cancer. The collaboration of students from the Faculty of Dentistry and the Faculty of Engineering at Brawijaya University results in an innovation in early detection devices for oral cancer. With the IOT integrated fluorescence visualization method, the devices are equipped with an ozone plasma sterilizer called Teleforus. According to the head of the innovation team, Emelia Arifatusani, the idea originated from the team's concerns for oral cancer cases in Indonesia, which are still very high. So far, the delay in the treatment of oral cancer is caused at an early stage. The symptoms of cancer are not visible and tend to be ignored. In fact, early oral cancer screening can reduce mortality rates from 80 until 90%. The student team consists of Emelia Arifatusani, Oli Resianella Jeremy, Kartika Suryono, Imade Ananta Wiragunawan, and Muhammad Rofi Sanjaya. This team started this project in June 2022 with the innovation of the early detection device for oral cancer. It is hoped that it can provide a good prognosis for patients who are early confirmed to suffer from oral cancer. In this early detection device, there are two systems, namely detection system and sterilization system. After the equipment is used, the equipment is sterilized by using a sterilization system so that there is no cross-contamination between patients. In addition, the system is also equipped with an intelligent system which is capable of storing data of the result of the screening to be sent to a specialist dentist for further examination and primary diagnosis. This innovation is expected to be able to overcome the limited number of specialist dentists in several regions in Indonesia, such as Gorontalo, East Nusa Tenggara, and North Maluku, even in West Papua, which do not exist at all. Based on teledentistry, this device is able to store the results of the screening through an intelligent system, which can then be sent to a specialist dentist. This also has several advantages, including ease of use, low power consumption, more accurate inspection, and a portable design. That's Miss Seleni.
asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta. Menjadi teman baikku memudikan bahagia. Apapun tempat terlindung bersama air mata.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom besmetting, overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you. Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. We'll play you a song by Grace Simon this time. Grace Simon, it was a popular singer in the 1970s. She often appeared on TV and joined Asian pop song contest. Her greatest hits was Bing, which was composed by another Indonesian legend, Titiek Puspa. The song Bing was dedicated to Bing Slamet, an artist that Titiek admired so much. The passing of Bing left a deep impression on his fans, including Titiek Puspa. So listener, here is Bing by Grace Simon.
Sinarnya tiba-tiba redup, langit gelap, hati yang bahagia terhentak seketika, malapetaka seakan menyelinap. Berita menggelegar, aku terima kekasih berpulang untuk selamanya. Hancur luluh rasa jiwa dan raga, tak percaya tapi nyata. Ku bersimpu di sisi jasad membeku, doa tulus dan air mata. Segala dosaku pohonkan ampunannya, seakan terjawab dan kau terima. Aku terima
Voice of Indonesia.
Lihatlah air mataku, ya Tuhan yang maha.
thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you.